I'm also one of the bishops, or shepherds, of this church. At the end of this lesson, which just simply continues what John, our beloved John, has already started, we will continue. And at that conclusion, when we end the lesson, we have something special in mind. We'd like to adopt a family today. And so we will do that as part of our work here and part of our service here. You've already heard a number of words about God and love. And this love we're talking about today is agape. It means I love you. God had no reason to love us, but He did. And what He has given us is far beyond all the treasures that men could ever give. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the words continue from chapter 12. As Paul has talked to the Corinthians about the things that are going on there, and he says in the last phrase, as they have divided it in printing it, I will show you a more excellent way. And then, and this is from the 13th chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians. It is from a translation that you may not have, but it's the best one, I think. Paul says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Now, there's a sermon of about 35 or 40 minutes. But I only want to make one point because there are other things to consider. When he says, if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. You know how to spell Christian, C-H-R-I-S-T, I-A-N. Without Christ, I am nothing. And it's important for us to understand that. He said, if I give away all that I have, that's not much for me, but there are folks who have a lot to give. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, that would take some explanation about things that are going on. But we won't tarry there. He says, if I do that, I gain nothing. Now, it's so important for us to realize that what we're looking at here today is not a definition of love. John tells us, and we've heard that already, God is love. But this is a description, not a definition. This is a description of how love works. He begins in verse 4 by saying love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It's not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And then that trouble ending that paragraph. Love never ends, some say. Always perseveres, others say. Never fails, others say. Never gives up, others say. And I was going to do this, and I probably am going to be in a world of trouble. But you know I'm going to do it. There was a little boy who used to follow me around everywhere I went. He lived next door to me. He called me Paul. He still calls me Paul, and many others do, because he decided that's who I was Paul. And we were working, and he had been following me for hours. And he had been asking questions, he had been talking, and it was getting late. And he said, "Pa," and I said, "What, Landon?" He said, "I love you. I have not recovered to this day. I don't know that I ever will." But this is what love is about. Love is how we see other people, a description of how we behave. Patient, kind, not jealous or boastful, not arrogant, not rude. Love is the power that we have to change the world. And so it's very important that we do that. He says, as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For our knowledge is imperfect and our prophecy is imperfect. But when the perfect comes, the imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I understand fully, even as I have been fully understood. So faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And if we practice what is being preached and sung here today, this church will grow and prosper, and many souls will hear the message of Christ, and I'm convinced will obey it. Now, I'm looking at the sun, and it's in the west. I'm not going to live as long as Moses did. I'm not sure I even want to. But God's the one who will determine how much longer I will labor. I've been so grateful to be able to be a part of this church. And I am as excited as an old man can get about what's going to happen. I believe that God is going to do great things here. And so it's very important for us today to understand that the power of love is that which will take us where we need to go. There are four of us who are endeavoring to serve as bishops. as overseers. There are four of us, the same four, who are wanting to serve as shepherds. We pray constantly. We meet often. We grieve often about things we can't change. But we are your shepherds. We want to be your bishops, to be able to look out over you and to decide what we need to do in order to help you and all those who come into our midst to live forever with God. The only thing that will make that happen is the love of God. God has already demonstrated His part when He has given us the love. And I remember, this is the first, I'm about done. This was the first verse that I learned in school. Miss Clara, I didn't know anything about God or the Bible in my family. But I remember in the third grade that Miss Clara said, I want you to learn a verse of Scripture. And she kept at us till we all learned it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That is the center, that is the core. This chapter in 1 Corinthians is the answer to all the problems and difficulties in the world, in that if we practice it, we will overcome the world and we will be a great force. And I am convinced that these folks who have come to us recently, and that we will officially adopt. There's no salary. We're just going to let them work for free. Well, we can't pay them what they're worth, but we're going to sustain them. And we're so glad that they have come our way. And when we finish this lesson, we're going to have another one of our bishops, elders, come forward and complete what we want to do. But I just want you to know how much I love you. I don't feel like I can tell you that. You know, when that little boy said what he said to me, you know what I did? I stopped and sat down in the yard and grabbed him and put him on my lap. And I told him, how much I loved him. And I haven't quit and I haven't gotten there yet. And apparently he loves me. He lets us live on his property, so I've got to stay in good with him. Let's remember that love is this. Love has these characteristics, and love never ends. Love goes on and on and on. I was going to tell you one other thing. As always, you know, preachers always do that. Or most of us do. Yesterday, when we were in the hospital, and Shirley and I were having prayer with Arnold, oh, how I would have loved to have taken his hand and said, Arnold, get up and go home. But I don't have that power. Only God has that power. But you and I have the power of love. And that power will take us wherever we need to go abundantly. Should you need something special today, we want you to come when John sings this beautiful song that he's selected. And then we will continue with what we're planning to do. Shall we stand and sing?